This is part two of the podcast for Monday, April 1st, 2019, Theories of Knowledge. Everybody starts murmuring when we're ready to get started here. So quiet during the break. Okay, so what is philosophy? Well, philosophy is trying to come up with a systematic way of understanding the world through the use of reason. So it's like it's the oldest intellectual and academic field. It's the most general of all the branches of academia. It's the first academic subject. The word the academy comes out of Greek philosophy. And so, what are we doing in academia? Well, I'll say what we're supposed to be doing is a dispassionate search for the truth. But then the question is, well, what is truth? So to understand what we're looking for, we got to understand what truth is. So what do you think? Somebody give me some things. What do you think, either a definition of truth or some qualities that truth has? And, yeah.
I think truth... I've heard of the idea that truth can be categorically defined as universal and then personal, and I think there was a third, but I think that universal would be things that are logically recreatable and they're like kind of facts, and then personal would be that I think that it's wrong to jaywalk, so that's bad. So that is a bad thing to do, so I will not do it, and people should not do it because that's how I feel.
Yeah, and so that's maybe the feelings. And it seems like the idea that you said jaywalking is wrong, and so that's sort of like about,
less objective truths.
Personal truths, maybe.
Yeah.
Especially about values, maybe morality. A lot of people say, "Well, my moral beliefs are—they're my personal beliefs." Oh, I'm not gonna beat you up over eating that hamburger, but I personally believe that people should eat plants and not eat animals. Or you might say, "Well, go ahead and jaywalk, but I think it's a bad idea." Or like for me, people say that there's this movie out with about abortion. Controversial issue, warning. It's called Unplanned, and it's getting a fairly substantial box office. It's not Captain Marvel level, but it's a socially conscious drama. So what do you expect? But so people say, well, I'm personally opposed to abortion, but I'm not going to tell somebody else what to do. And this is the idea that, well, is there some truth about whether abortion is right or wrong? And people will say, well, it all comes down to what you believe, and what you believe is subjective, and so therefore there's no truth in the matter as far as abortion goes. Or they'll say this other thing, which might be the same way of saying the same, a different way of saying the same thing, or it might be different. They might say, each person's belief is true for them. Right. Sometimes people will say that. And it's interesting. And people often say, well, there is no truth of the matter. Or they'll say each person's belief is true for them. I'm not sure those are necessarily the same thing. I'm going to put this true for. Right. True for me, true for you. Apologies for those of you. I know there's at least one student who was in theories of reality last term, another student that was in critical thinking in the fall, and so this is going to be a review for you. So feel free to participate, but don't try not to give away any spoilers.
Truth is something that can be justified as well. Like, you have to have justification for the belief for it to be true.
Yeah, that's let's see. I'll put this over here. Requires justification, proof. There's a school in philosophy called logical positivism. Sometimes it's also called verificationism. And so that's the idea that if you make a claim, if there's no way to prove it, even in principle, then it's literally meaningless. So the idea is that anything you might say, if there's no way to prove it, if there's no possible way to prove it, then you're just like, it's just like nonsense, like you were going, you know, glub, 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 glub. It's just, you know, it's there's no meaning. There's just the appearance of meaning. Yeah.
Well, I'd say, like, truth, like, as a proven fact, like, as mentioned, but, like, for example, like, how, like, for example, when police are investigating a crime, they only go off of facts, like, not opinions, because, like, they need evidence to arrest someone. You can't go to jail because someone thinks you're guilty. You need evidence and proof, like, versus, like, personal, like, opinions.
Yeah, so it's this idea that people have personal opinions, and then, but it seems like, it's over facts. And then there's all this idea of proof or evidence. Yeah, like you're Chicago PD and you're checking out that Jesse Smollett claim that two guys with threw bleach on him and put a noose around his neck, which is made out of like a clothesline, and said, "This is MAGA country." And then beat him up, and this is terrible hate crime. And oh, and they said something about they recognize him too. Two Trump supporters who also happen to be big fans of Empire, a show about like rappers or something, right? It's, you know, you listen to the story just at first glance, you're like, oh, really, downtown Chicago is MAGA country? That's interesting. Anyway, so. So there you think, well, do you just take, you know, if like Smollett gets on like some interview show and cries, he's an actor, right? So they know how to do those things, right? Are you going to say, oh, I'm going to believe him because of Mathiel's or because I believe racial discrimination is a big issue in this country? No, if you're the police or if you're a thinking person, you want to look at the evidence, you know, look at the initial plausibility. And then, you know, the police go and they see, like, two guys, two of his buddies from the show are, like, on camera buying the clothesline and some masks and at a store. And there's, I think there's even a handwritten list of, like, items to get in his own, in Smollett's handwriting, right? So, and the guys are seen on camera, like, walking around in the area where he disappears off the camera and then shows up again with the noose around his neck and... were off to the races. And it turns out they also, I think they got the magazines that they cut, like, you know how the old timey threat letters, you say you like cut a letter, you send a, like a, you know, you send a threatening letter and so they can't identify your handwriting, you cut out like magazine letters. They like, when they did a search of these two brothers that are, you know, friends of his and act as extras in the show, they like see some magazines that had like cutout letters. So there's a bunch of evidence that makes it look like his claim isn't true. Now, if someone believes that claim is true, doesn't mean that it is true. Yeah, it seems so. So it seems like you can be wrong about something, even though a person might, an individual, like I remember this, the news of this first came out, and I said, this is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Although I don't know for sure, I would put a bet on this. I would like bet big money that this is a hoax hate crime. It's just totally implausible. And as the evidence kept on trickling out, you still had people that are like, well, you know, I believe Jesse, and it's just, it becomes ridiculous and absurd. So even though there are people that really believe this and even reported in the mainstream news media as something having some plausibility that actually might have happened, and reporting it like that wasn't an obvious hoax hate crime, because of that, because there are some people that believed it, didn't mean that it's true, right? It doesn't mean that actually happened. So people believe all kinds of crazy things for all kinds of bad reasons and non-rational reasons. Yes, sir, you've had your hand up for a while.
Truth doesn't require your belief. It can be directly experienced. It is repeatable and it can be shown.
Okay, so let's see. Repeatable. Actually, over here. Repeatable. I'm saying about rephrase this in one word. Demonstrable. You can demonstrate it. Demonstrable. I mean, it's capable of being demonstrated. What did you say? It can be shown. It doesn't depend on belief. Yeah, so facts doesn't depend on belief. I'll put one of my favorite quotes. Facts don't care about your feelings, or sometimes people say you're entitled to your own facts, but not to your own feelings. You're entitled to your. I'd say that wrong. You're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own feelings. All right. Comment? Question? I hear a murmuring in the side of the room there. So if you have a comment or question, please share it with the room or text your friend. Yeah.
So are the universal and personal, would that be like objective and individual subjective?
Yeah, you might say this is like this sort of idea of truth is objective. This sort of idea of subjective. Any other thoughts about truth? Think about like what it means for. Think about when you say a statement is true. What does that mean? And would there be any conditions under which you would say something isn't true? Or is, what's the opposite of true?
False.
False. On this sort of idea of truth, what would it be for something to be false? Could you ever have a false belief if truth is personal, right? Could you be mistaken about what you believe?
Yes, of course.
You can?
Yeah, of course.
No, I mean, can you be mistaken about, like, that you believe something?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, Daniel Dennett or, like, some, you know, Freudian psychologist might say, oh, you might think you believe this, but really in your subconscious you don't believe it or something. But for most of the time you think about, like, if I believe jaywalking is dangerous, or I believe eating meat is immoral or something like that, or that we're all going to die in 12 years, right? I don't have to wonder like whether that's my belief or not. Now, but it seems like there's one question is like whether my belief, whether I have the belief, and the second question is whether it's true. One is personal. I just like peer inside my, you know, head and see what's floating around in there. And then the other question seems like it has to deal with objective reality. You had your hand up.
So like, for example, personal truth like might vary because like, for example, like, as you said, if jaywalking is bad, somebody might argue, well, jaywalking gets me faster to places, so that could be another side of the story. So, like, another view might, say, affect personal truth.
Yeah, so the jaywalking thing is interesting because it's like, I regard jaywalking as innocuous. Although, I would say if you're going to jaywalk, you got to step lively and don't walk out in front of cars. And pay attention to the road and make sure to look carefully both ways before you cross the street. but there's some people that believe you should always obey the law, even stupid laws, even unjust laws, right? So, then the question is, does it all come down to personal beliefs, or is there some like fact of the matter about whether you should obey all laws or whether you should jaywalk or whatever? Like, yeah, okay, one person believes one thing, another person believes another thing, but isn't there like the sort of, then there's like the objective truth, which will either make one or the other right, or maybe neither of them right. Sometimes you get some third view that's, maybe you should obey some of the laws and jaywalking isn't one of them or something. I don't know. Way back in the back there. Very loud, please.
When I think of people's beliefs, I sometimes think of how people are raised. Maybe in a religion or some kind of culture that's very heavily influenced upon their decisions that they make and whatnot. And they find out maybe later on in life that it's a little bit different, so their beliefs might be changed.
Yeah, they might, or they might change their beliefs. It's not necessarily like that, you know, something outside me changes me. Maybe I change my beliefs. Yeah, and so, and I have this in the syllabus that, like, the truth isn't about how you're raised. Philosophy is not about how you're raised. I'd have people, they'd say, I don't know, like, gay marriage, that's just wrong. And it's like, well, why? Oh, that's how I was raised. Oh, well, what if you were raised by Klansmen? Would you be out burning crosses? Well, no, you know, oh, why not? Oh, well, if you're raised like that, it's like, you know, and they, well, maybe I would. But that is like the whole idea of, like, that's how I was raised. That's like a factor of your biography. But hopefully as an adult, like, you rethink the things you're taught as a child. You process some things. You even think about your culture. You think about your family. And you're able to get some objectivity about it. And however you're raised is just an accident of random chance, right? So that's, it's hard for me to articulate exactly what this means, but exactly the issue here, but it's how you're raised is a fact about how your beliefs came to be what they are. As a thinking person, you should try to have your beliefs based in reality and think through them critically and analytically and get rid of the ones that aren't any good, that don't reflect reality. Now, why would you ever do that if these are all attributes of truth? Yeah. If these are all attributes of truth, why would you ever change your beliefs? Why? What reason would you have to do that? Yeah.
If you're presented with alternate evidence, like.
But it's your personal truth. What is evidence? How's that? Why does evidence have to do with my personal truth?
It would show you that your belief is false.
Your reality can change.
But how can my belief be false? It's my personal belief. It belongs to me.
It could be based on.
It only changes if you decide
false.
But, like, again, like, if it's based on my feelings, I have my feelings, right? I know in my heart that that's wrong, or that such and such isn't true. I know in my heart that Jesse would never hoax a hate crime because he's my favorite star in Empire, right?
That's not a justification.
Okay, but what I said was, if these are attributes of truth, then you could never have a false belief and you'd never have a reason to change your mind. You haven't spoken yet.
You fully believe something in your heart, sometimes you're only looking at one thing is only being presented to you. You're only looking at, like, one part of the whole picture.
Yeah.
There could be other things that you find about that one true thing that you believe that can actually shed a light on the other parts of the picture that you haven't personally seen.
Like, your reality can change. More evidence can be brought and change your fundamental belief, like.
But it's my reality. What if I don't want to change it?
It only changes if you decided to change.
Yeah,
that's right. It's my personal beliefs. Sorry, let me get one more person. Go ahead.
I was thinking, like, what if you believe you're ugly and it's not actually true? Does that fit?
Yeah, so that would be. Now, you're making a distinction between what a person believes. What a person's beliefs, oops, B-L-A, that's a belief, and what's true. And I would say this is the fundamental distinction in philosophy. All these things, these are not attributes of truth at all. They're just attributes of belief. For each of these qualities, you have a belief, you have a feeling, you have a hunch or something, you ask the question, well, okay, yeah, but is it true? These are all attributes of truth. And these things over here are what we call justification. I think it's even at the top there, justification. Justification. And people often confuse these three concepts. We'll talk about how they all fit together on Wednesday. Make sure to read the syllabus and take the syllabus quiz in Moodle before next class. Oh, sorry. I didn't circulate a roster. Could somebody get out a piece of paper and just scrawl your name on it real quick? I need everybody's name here for today for purposes of administrative drops. Somebody in the back or something. Just a paper, write your name. Or everybody could write a name on your own piece of paper. Why don't we do that? That'll be faster. Just a scrap of paper if you like, or a whole piece of paper, just write your name on there and leave it behind if you would. All right. Just like write your name. Just write your name on the piece of paper legibly so I can read it, so I know you were here today, so I can do my ads and drops for the week.